Hello, my name is Greg Nugent, and I am the voice of Chris Priscilla in Shattered Heaven. I've been voice acting for about 5 years, actually, now that I think about it. So yeah, I've been voice acting about 5 years. I got into voice acting, there really is no official way of how I started, but, I guess the proper beginning would be that, there was this, project I remember on this forum that I frequented a lot back in the day, and, this guy said he was looking for people for his own animation. And I remember I just tried it out. I had a terrible mic. It was actually recorded off the mic on my really crappy webcam at the time, and he really liked them, and that really wasn't the start of it, but I think just right then something clicked. And later on, I auditioned for this FF7 project, auditioned for everybody. This is back when, you know, all the buzz about Evan Children was like, oh my god, and I auditioned for everybody. I ended up getting the roles of Zack, Reno, and Sephiroth. So right then I was thinking, holy crap, Sephiroth, well, it's just a fan project, but that's pretty cool. And then I remember I kind of toyed around with that a bit, kind of toyed around with my Sephiroth voice, and I sent this message to a friend of mine with the Sephiroth voice, and she's like, that's not you. I'm like, that is. She's like, that's totally not you. That's me. She's like, get out of here. You sound amazing. And I think right then, that's when I realized maybe I could do something with this. Maybe I finally found something I can do. And eventually I then went on to interview somebody I do know, I know slightly, in the business. He's a really great guy, and I interviewed him for a freshman project of, like, you know, voice acting and everything like that. And just all that stuff right there compiled together really, I think, best explains the story of how I got into it. Oh, man. This one's happened a lot. I've taken up quite a bit. I think more than 10, I'd say. Yeah, definitely more than 10 projects that I've taken up, I've gotten casted for, and nothing's come of them. And for some of these, it was really disappointing because these ideas had a lot of potential. And just to see nothing come of it, like, you know, I'd send emails to the guy, or and get nothing back, or the person in charge. The ones that hurt the most, or, like, you know, disappoint me the most, are, like, ones that, I remember that I was cast in this, like, RPG-like thing, and I've seen the videos of it, it looked awesome, we got all these character intros done, and then we had to scrap the entire thing because something happened on the creator's end, and it's not his fault, but, I mean, sometimes things happen. And it's just, you know, especially for something that, there was another good project that I was really, really psyched to be in. Like, at first, I was kind of skeptical, but when I learned more about the characters and the story that were in it, I was like, holy crap, I'm all about this. And I remember hearing just one tidbit from the first episode that was, like, 3 minutes long. And then we didn't hear anything else from the director or the person in charge. It was really heartbreaking because that was something I was really looking forward to. And it was something that, like, you know, when a project really gets you, that really grabs you that well, especially one that you're looking to put your voice into or to be casted in, when nothing comes of it with a project like that, it really hurt. It hurts and it's disappointing, but you just kind of gotta live with it and move on. I usually prefer original projects compared to fan projects, because fan projects usually, to me, just, like, are fan dubs I've seen of, like, things that are fan dubbed countless times, and there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, it can get a little crazy. I mean, you know, I did a few fan dubs, but not many, and some of those didn't even come to fruition. Original projects, I just like seeing original projects, because, you know, it's an original idea, it's something that, you know, people won't look at it and go, oh, you're voicing this part in, say, a dub of Final Fantasy VII, or you're doing this from this game, or something like that. It's a completely original idea, and when it comes down to that, it's more fun with original projects because You can sculpt the character around your voice. You know, they say that in American animation all the time. American animation is more fun to do because the because they animate the character to your voice. And the same can be said, well, you know, maybe not animate with, like, radio plays, but you can do anything you want with the character. You don't have to look at a fan dub video and watch it and try to lip sync or anything like that. Which, you know, they do anyway with the industry, with anime and stuff. Never mind, I'm getting too far into it. But, it's just more fun to do original projects half the time because, you know, you create the character. The character's not already made for you like they are in fan projects. You make the character. Really, voicing for audio productions or visual productions can both be equally fun. I really don't have any bias towards one or another. Like, you know, either way is fun. Fun to me is if the story is really engaging and I'm just having a ball voicing my character. And just, you know, that has happened a couple times, to which case those projects I've had a lot of fun in. And, yeah, it really depends on the person. For me, I really don't prefer one over the other. Both are equally fun, because, I mean, I love this. I love voice acting. I really can't get any more broader than that, but, you know, anything where I can actually throw my voice into and have fun doing it is... anything... Why did I answer that? And just anything I can throw my voice into and have fun doing it, that's important to me. What drew my attention to audition for Shattered Heaven is that, well, it was a Flash animation, and I know a friend of mine, a few friends of mine were in it, and I took a look at it. I took a look at, like, an episode or two, and I thought, this is kind of cool. You know, it's interesting, to say the least. And it's kind of its own mecha animation without too much influence from other mechas, like, you know, actual mecha animes and stuff like that. But, you know, when I saw it was an actual animation and that it was actually, you know, getting made constantly, like, there was no gap or anything like that, or the project suddenly wasn't canceled, which has happened with, like, a few of the projects that I've been in, I just kind of felt like auditioning. And, I landed the role of Chris, so there you go. From what I've seen so far of Chris, we haven't seen much of Chris. from what I can tell so far, Chris is pretty laid back. He tries to be the cheerful one in the group. When it comes to fighting, you know, he does his job well. But usually whenever it comes to downtime, he tries to, you know, be that laid back, you know, funny guy in the group and everything like that. That's what I see Chris as. At least for now. any kind of advice that I would give to people who are also interested in voice acting? First of all, get a good mic, because that will definitely go a long way. It'll help you with your range, like, wah! And stuff like that. It'll definitely help with your range. And for somebody with a really loud voice like mine, that's definitely important. Second, try not to do too many fan dubs. I mean, I know they could be awesome, and I know that you must really love a fan dub, but try not to do too many. As I've been told from someone, from a voice actor who's actually involved in the industry, fan dubs kind of kill the industry. I mean, you know, just saying. And try not to do too many. I mean, you know, it's great, but fan dubs really don't help. Original animations and all that definitely do. Because, you know, that's you being able to sculpt a voice around your character. Or sculpt a character around your voice, I mean. But yeah, try not to do too many fan dubs. And third, have fun with what you're doing. Because if you don't have fun, then there's a problem. I mean, you know, have this job, have this hobby, or like, I'd like for it to become a job one day, is definitely all about fun. If you don't have fun with what you're doing, then you might want to look for something else. But definitely have fun. Projects I'm currently involved in, well, for one, there's Shattered Heaven, of course. Another is Dreamcatcher. The first episode of that just recently went to air. In that series, I play Gabriel. And I'm very, very happy to see that series finally get off the ground, because it's been going through a very long and tough road for everybody involved, and to see something finally come out of it, just very happy. All of us, I'm pretty sure, are very happy to see it finally come off the ground. Another production that I'm involved in, well, I actually just recently got the script for this one, is Villainy the Radio Play. I would talk more about it, but unfortunately I can't remember much at the moment. I need to take another look at the script. And another one that comes to mind is Twin Stars, actually. Twin Stars was the very first long-running series that I've been casted in. In it, I play Albert Tyson. I've been playing him for the past two seasons, and I've been told they are working on season three. That's all I can recall at the moment. I mean, I haven't had too much time lately to be in that many productions because, you know, real life, out of college, job, all that stuff. And, that's about it. I guess to close with just saying that I'm very happy to be part of Shattered Heaven. And, hopefully Chris gets some more airtime or something. I'm just kidding. But, I'm very happy to be part of it, and I can't wait to see where the series goes because, well, it caught my interest when they were looking for auditions, so it's been keeping my interest ever since, and I'm interested to see where it goes from here. So there you have it. Yeah.